New restorations of two classic films are being released this month. Both are works of masters from cinema's past. The first is Limelight, a mature philosophical drama written and directed by and starring Charles Chaplin. The second is Ziga Vertov's The Man with the Movie Camera, which is one of the outstanding documentary films of all time. Limelight is Chaplin's last American film. Released in 1952, the highly personal, heartfelt drama centers on Calvaro, a former comedy star of British music halls, who now is idle and a drunk. One day, he staggers back to his boarding house and detects an odor of gas coming from another flat. The attempted suicide is Teresa, a fragile young ballerina played by 21-year-old Claire Bloom. From that point onward, Limelight explores the relationship that grows between Calvaro, who's in his early 60s, and the troubled dancer. Limelight is different from Chaplin's signature comedies featuring the Little Tramp. It is a full-blown drama with great philosophical insights. Just as Woody Allen occasionally breaks out of a comedy mode to create a deep drama, so it was with Chaplin before him. One might place Limelight in the same category of A Woman of Paris from 1923, Chaplin's other sophisticated drama of life and love. For those who cannot imagine separating Chaplin from comedy, there are a number of classic comedy skits, including one lengthy skit featuring Chaplin and Buster Keaton as a duo of hapless musicians. My favorite comedy piece is Chaplin's sketch where he shares the stage with two imaginary fleas. Chaplin, as Calvaro, twitches and wiggles and is so funny and so credible that I actually believe there are two well-trained but willful fleas in the skit. Good quality material on Limelight has been available to home video markets for some time, but the June release from Criterion is a new 4K digital restoration, and there are newly produced interviews and video essays as extras. Flickr Alley has released a Blu-ray of the first complete version of the innovative documentary The Man with the Movie Camera, an incredible example of Soviet formalist montage from 1929, as well as other important works by Ziga Vertov. Those who compare running times with previous versions will be stymied. What is so special? All the versions are the same 68 minutes. What is different, and this is key, is the shape, the fullness of the image. In 1929, when film labs were making prints of this feature, the machinery was set for printing soundtracks alongside the images. So the aperture was narrowed to accommodate the space for the optical track. But The Man with the Movie Camera did not have a soundtrack back in 1929. So what we have been viewing all these years is an incomplete, cropped image. Recently, the iFilm Institute in the Netherlands came up with a full aperture print, and with Lobster Films and other archives, historians, and organizations, a proper restoration was completed. In The Man with the Movie Camera, Ziga Vertov worked with his wife, Yelizaveta Zvilova, and his brother, Mikhail Kaufman, to create a city symphony, a fast-moving, clever look at contemporary urban life in the Soviet Russia of the late 1920s. With optical effects that amaze and fleeting shots of many types of city dwellers, an exciting, influential, cinematic classic emerged.